announcements, let's transition to the prophesy meeting. Amen. Lord, praise you for this morning.
Amen.
Lord, you are faithful to bring us into newness.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you are delivering us from what is old. Oh, Lord, you are bringing us into the corporate one new man.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, so this week we are on week 22. Maybe we can flip to the outline and read the title together. The creator of the one new man as the masterpiece of God. Can we also read Roman numeral 1 together? God's intention in his creation of man was to have a corporate man to express him and to represent him. Can we also read Roman numeral 2? The new man as the poem, the masterpiece of God was created through Christ's death and his resurrection. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are his masterpiece. We are in this one new man. This week, I feel like explicitly, right, it was about that we are his masterpiece, right? But on the other hand, there is just so much mystery to this. I couldn't help but be think back to the past 2 weeks, right? Where we were talking about everything in Christ is a mystery, right? And these mysteries can only be unveiled to us in the Spirit.
Amen.
And this week, this mystery is that we are his masterpiece. Amen. And this is quite unfathomable, right? Because, you know, of course, God is our Father. You know, he is our companion, our friend. But, of course, he is also our Creator. And he created so many things, right? The universe, you know, the birds, the animals, the plants, man, angels. But yet he did not say any of these were his masterpiece. He says that the one new man, which is his corporate expression, the church, is his masterpiece. And I appreciated how it says in one of the parts of the outline, it says that the Greek word for masterpiece is poema. Right, which means that something has been that has been written or composed as a poem, and you know a masterpiece is like a work of art, right? And it expresses the creator's design and wisdom. It expresses the creator himself. Praise him! We are his expression. We are his magnification. We are the expression of his design and wisdom. And I think also this week, right? You know, there's a bit of a realization of, you know, Christ being our accomplisher, right? He has accomplished for us all things. Even in the outline, it said, Christ became wisdom to us from God as three vital things in God's salvation. Three. The first is that he is our righteousness for our past, right? He has justified us. The second is that he is our sanctification for our present. He is presently sanctifying us. He is preparing us and transforming us. And also, third, he is our redemption for our future. But, you know, praise him. He is our accomplisher. He has accomplished for us all things. And even standing upon what he has accomplished, you know, we see this week that he has a purpose, right? He has a purpose. And even, I think, earlier this summer, we were doing Ephesians Pursuit, right? And I appreciate how in Ephesians chapter 1, I think it was in verse 9 or 10, but there's a mention, there's explicitly mentions that he has an economy, right? And this economy is his purpose. And even in the King James Version, it uses the word dispensation, right? So he desires to dispense himself into us as spirit, that we may be filled with his life and be built up together to be his body and express him in this universe. And he is building us together to be this corporate one new man. So next, can we read Roman numeral 3 together? On the cross, Christ created the new man in himself by abolishing in his flesh the law of the commandments and ordinances, the middle wall of partition. Can we also read 4 together? Roman numeral 4. For and in the one new man, We need to allow the peace of Christ to arbitrate in our hearts. And can we read Roman numeral 5 together? In the one new man, Christ is all the members and is in all the members. Amen. What a mystery, right? You know, in Ephesians verse 9, it says, making known to us the mystery of His will. And then in verse 10, it says, unto the economy of the fullness of the times. Right? He is dispensing Himself into us. But for what? Right? That we may be built up to be His corporate expression. This one new man, His masterpiece. This is the mystery of what is in God's heart. And you know, I think this week, right, you know, there was a lot of, like, you know, practical example, right, of, you know, what is in the old creation, right? You know, and I think two things that were mentioned were culture and ordinances, right? I think the past 2 weeks we shared a lot about, you know, practical examples, right? You know, there are a lot of, even in the church life, right, there can be a lot of self-imposed regulation, right? And even just in different Christian groups, right, where different denominations have different ways of doing things, right? We all believe in the Lord and His accomplished works, but we all do things in different ways. And even these things can be ordinances. But, you know, I think I appreciate this week, you know, His goal is the one new man. And this oneness can only be brought about when He is the life in each and every one of us. And, you know, this world, right, you know, strives for oneness. But, of course, we know from the situation of this world, you know, there is no oneness. But, you know, actually, when Christ is our life, right, when we are in this one new man, we can be one with Him. But, you know, I think this week, you know, it's just, there's so many things in old creation, right, you know, even in culture, right, you know, we like to hold on to a lot of, and take pride in a lot of things in the old creation, right, but actually, and, you know, actually Christ is the reality of all goodness.
Amen.
Right. He is our prestige, and He is our one accord. But I think this week overall, you know, the burden is the one new man, right? And the realization that the one new man is His one and only masterpiece. But yeah, this week there's just so much. But I'm sure all the saints have prepared a lot to share and to minister life to one another. So maybe we can do 3 minutes per person. Maybe the piano can help out. Amen.
Okay. Amen. You know, in Christianity and Christendom, for many years, I used to think that we were His masterpiece. We all were masterpieces because we were created in God's image, likeness. That's why in Christianity we think that. You know, I used to think, oh, you were created as a masterpiece. No. We need to pay attention to the two words here. Flesh and Himself. See? In the flesh, all the negative things were destroyed. Right? All the negative things that were abolished by the Lord on the cross. Right? All our problems, all our social culture, cultural pride, all the things were destroyed on the cross, the enemy, and sin, and everything. But in His spirit, then the one new man, which is the masterpiece, we were creating as one person, right? But He's the one, He's the new man. Amen. Now, but I was touched a lot with day 5 and 6. About the peace of Christ to arbitrate our heart. You see, for many years I played sports, soccer, right? And we have somebody always arbitrate, right? And I did a few times too, right? But many times, when you see a game, the referee says something and they complain sometimes. They fight, they argue with the referee, right? playing, and at the end, the referee just put a red light out, right? So this happened to us many times in our life, right? The Lord wanted to discipline us, right? Because we had so many things in our life, in the world. See, sometimes it's this culture of pride. You see, we come from many countries, right? And we think that our culture is the best. You know, the Puerto Rican might say, oh, my coffee is the best. The Brazilian might, no, mine is the best, brother. Right? You have to try that one. So this is what divides us, our culture, our race, where we come from. And sometimes it's all, not only that, but it's our education. We try to accomplish a lot. I have somebody who was telling me, oh, I want to get too far. I want to get to my PhD, one of my students, right? Well, very proud. And I said, yeah, sure. It's good to accomplish that. As long as you do with the Lord, that's good. Oh, I'm a Hindu. He said, okay, that's fine. So they give me the entrance to talk about the Lord with her. She started asking me. But they see, this is pride that we have inside of us because we have accomplished things. Divide us. So and that's why we need to ask the Lord for His guidance, because we need to let Christ to arbitrate in our heart. You see, it says here very clear. They say something that it really, if we stay under the ruling of the informed peace of Christ, we will not offend others or damage them. Rather, by the Lord's grace and with His peace, we will minister life to others. You see, but in order for that to happen, we need to deny the self, right? Which is not easy because we love ourselves too much. And we need to really see that we need to let Christ to be our peace. So we need to be in united bond of peace. And only Christ can do it in us. We cannot do it. See, sometimes we see others, you know. See, the Jews still see the Gentiles. They won't mix with the Gentiles. You know, I had a student, a Jewish student once, and she said to me, you know, we don't like you. You're like a... She told me that straight. We don't like you because you are not Jewish and you don't believe in our God. You believe in another Jesus, and that's wrong. I said, that's fine. I didn't want to argue with her, but very strong, and they teach the kids that. You know, and there was another lady that worked with a Jewish house, and she took care of 3 kids, Jewish. Their Jewish doctor and the grandma live there, and the grandma tell this lady, do not... Please just tell my grandson not to mention the name of Jesus, because the kid is 8 years old and he mentioned Jesus. He called Jesus all the time. And she said to me, how can I stop him? I don't know, maybe he's the chosen one because she's a Christian. And he keeps calling the Lord of the Lord, Jesus. Only one of the kids keep calling. So you see, he's been chosen. So, but we need to, saints, we need to really let this peace to arbitrate in our life. We really need the Lord control our life, because in the new man there is no social status, there is no culture, there is no race, there is no tradition, there is no religion, there is none of that. In the new man is only one person, not many persons, of course one person lives inside of my life, but it's only one person, Christ Himself, as the new man. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So today we are happy, like our young people are meeting with us. Usually they have their own meetings, right? And also, like this afternoon, the high schoolers, they will go to the summer school trip. And next Sunday, the junior high, young people will go to their summer school trip. So I would recommend, like, we use this opportunity to read the Bible with them, because I believe this summer's topic is about the Bible, right? So if we talk about the Bible, the best thing, with the least, we need to read the Bible ourselves. So including young people, we turn to the Ephesians chapter 2.
Amen.
We only read the verse 1, 2, 3. Let's read together, okay? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, if you young people find the Bible, we can read together. Yeah. All right? And you, though dead in your offenses and sins, in which you once walked
according to the age of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, of the spirit which is now operating in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all also all conducted ourselves once in the lust of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the thoughts, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest.
Okay, great. Yeah, so young people, thanks for reading with us. So these three verses just depict a picture which was our old creation. So you can see our old creation actually had a lot of troubles. And as a humankind, we had terrible consequences. So I want to highlight verse 3, which is our brother just mentioned, the one word. In the verse 3, there's a one word that's called flesh. Flesh is, we can highlight in our old creation, right? So even we are believers, right? In our Christian homes, in our families, right? In our churches, we will see or we will experience, right? We all sinners. We all carry this flesh. And we all, had that one. All right? So now let's just read another verse, which is verse 10.
Amen.
The same chapter, verse 10. Let's read together. Okay, verse 10.
For we are his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand in order that we would walk in them.
Amen.
Amen.
So, so here is like the positive thing. You see, the old creation, basically we were doomed, but in the Christ Jesus, we become like his masterpiece. So let me ask young people, have you experienced something like once was doomed or was terrible, and then later on turned to be good? Have you experienced that? I mean, yeah, some of them, we had an old house, some old kitchen, right? They redo it. They make it new. And or you experience something, right? So here is, even we are carrying our old stuff, but in Jesus Christ and through his blood and his spirit, we would walk in them. We would have hope, we would have vigor in our life, and we have like new. So wish you enjoy the Bible in the summer school choose. Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Something from day 4. The redeem in day 4 on the second page. As the redeem and recover ones, those who have been transferred into Christ and into the church life, we must learn to hate the differences that divide people. The worldly people regard cultural differences as a mark of prestige, but in Christ we have all lost this prestige. Now, our only prestige is Christ and the genuine ones. They should not have a prestige unique to our locality or meeting hall. We need to occupy ourselves to go along with others. In Christ Jesus, we're nothing. You know that, right? Actually, we're nothing. Only Christ is.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sorry, James, I missed your intro. We're bringing bagels up to Penuel. I wish I could follow you. So I'll just share something that I enjoy from this week. And actually, a little bit of what Brother Sergio just mentioned, that in Christ, actually everything is based on the fact that we are in Christ. And so I just appreciate, all the titles that we've been enjoying, it's pointing us to Christ.
Amen.
You know, even this week, the topic itself is not the one new man, but it's the creator of the one new man.
Yes.
Right? We need to see without Christ, there cannot be one new man. So there's two sets of verses that I really enjoy this week. And I think the first verse, actually in the outline itself, it says we need to pay attention to two things. So the first is Ephesians 2:15. I'll just read this again. It says, abolishing in his flesh. Whose flesh?
Christ.
His flesh, right?
Yeah.
Abolishing in his flesh the law of the commandments and ordinances, that he might create the two in himself. Right, into one new man.
Amen.
So making peace.
Amen.
So this verse brings out Christ.
Amen.
In two aspects. First, his flesh.
Amen.
Something happened on the cross.
Amen.
All the negative things were dealt with.
Amen.
Oh, I enjoyed this table this morning to see that, oh, the Lord's death was an all-inclusive death.
Amen.
Satan, sin, the flesh,
Amen.
The old man, the world,
Amen.
Even the ruler of this world.
Amen.
Everything has been dealt with.
Amen.
The ordinances that divides us also has been dealt with.
Amen.
So this is very important. We need to see that his death was an all-inclusive death.
Amen.
Dealt with all the problems.
Amen.
That's number one. Number two, in himself. So
Amen.
Something happened
Amen.
When after he died and he resurrected, he imparted his life into us, and now we are in him. So we now on the positive side can be what? Can be formed into one new man.
Amen.
And then the result is what? So making peace.
Amen.
Outside of Christ, there is no peace.
Amen.
Even in the church life, I think sometimes, brothers and sisters, I have to admit, you know, we're like trying to manufacture peace.
Right.
And we're trying to get along with one another.
Amen.
Even I have to share this past week, you know, my wife and I, we were fellowshipping. I think we could say we were fellowshipping. And she had a certain suggestion. And I had a certain, you know, feeling. And so then, you know, there's a little back and forth. And then, you know, I just appreciated this second verse. What do we do? How do we practically enjoy this peace or maintain this peace?
Amen.
The answer is actually another verse 15. This is Colossians 3:15.
Yes.
Let the peace of Christ arbitrate in your hearts.
Amen.
This is the practical verse for this week.
Right.
And I appreciated the word let. Brothers and sisters, when we were crucified with him, raised with him, the peace of Christ has now, actually it's in us. But we need to allow it to what? Arbitrate in our hearts.
Amen.
Sometimes we don't allow it to arbitrate in our hearts. You know, it's just like in a ball game. We want to argue with the umpire. No, that's not right. No, I have a better view. Or don't you understand that? No, 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 no. The peace of Christ, he is the what? The arbitrating one.
Amen.
He's the one who has the final say.
Amen.
So in that incident that I described earlier, you know, I just, you know, there was an opportunity for me to turn to the Lord.
Amen.
Right? Sometimes husbands, you know, or wives, we want to have the final say. You know, she said something, but now I want to say something. But now she, and then, you know, you just go back and forth. But I appreciate it. The peace of Christ. Sometimes the peace will say, no. Be quiet. Don't say anything else. Don't add to it, right? And allow the cross of Christ to cross us out and allow the resurrected Christ to have the final say in our being.
Amen.
You got a red card.
Yeah, you got a red card. You can't argue against that.
Right.
Amen. I'm just going to continue. So I'm going to continue with this verse saying, the shepherd said the Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. And let the peace of Christ arbitrate in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. So, and this one, I typically want to share with the young working saints or the college grads. Because the past week or even this half year, the work has been very challenging for me. But I know for you guys, you may cause a different challenge, right? You may try to find a job or in your job or in your career life or in your things. You are dealing with something. So actually not so easy. So, and I have to admit, sometimes during the night I woke up and then just not to my willing, you know, the work seems to running in my head, right? So I think this verse is going to help me even like for the coming week. So let the peace of Christ arbitrate in your hearts.
Amen.
So now, although we are dealing outside the world, right? But we are still Christians, right? So we are in a broader sense. We are Christians living in a career life. So say, you were called in one body and be thankful. So even though it's hard in the career life or in the current like, you know, the job environment, we still need to be thankful, and we just present, you know, what we can offer in the Christ, right? And then we just let, as the shepherd mentioned, right, in our working places or in our job searching, we will say, let the peace of Christ arbitrate in our hearts. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I really appreciate brother's help to, you know, get into some of these key verses. And we just heard, right? Let the peace of Christ arbitrate in our heart. And interesting, you know, brother, sister, you remember when Brother Ricky was shared this message, he actually spent a lot of time to talking about the ordinances.
Yeah.
You give those example that we are not that peace of Christ arbitrate in our heart. But if we are in our own man, we are using our own ordinance to judge others, even judge the meetings. So if we are in the old creation, well, the normal situation, we judge others. But Christ already on the negative side abolished in his flesh, that's on the cross, all the laws of the commandments and ordinances. And in himself, that in his resurrection, he created this one and one. And Brother Ricky also mentioned at the beginning, he said, you know, we often very much ignore this aspect of the church. We know Ephesians revealed to us seven aspects, right? We just enter into a life study.
Yes.
There are seven aspects of the church, but one new man is an aspect we are often neglected. We often not that appreciate. But I feel so encouraged this week. The Lord really bring us to enter into the essence of one new man. And I think one thing is we really need to be in the light. Otherwise, we will, in the church life, without this reality, we'll have a lot of ordinances that prevent the reality of one new man.
Right?
He said, you know, older ones may have our ordinances, so we will feel you know, younger one, your way is not right. And younger one, similarly, right? Chinese, we criticize. And English speaking sense, criticize. Yesterday I watched one of these messages by Barry Minoru. He mentioned these words really for us to listen ourselves, for ourselves, not for others. If we are in the light, we can only see our problem. Yeah. If we are in darkness, we will see others' problems. So he said that's just like Matthew 7:3, right? If whether we see other brothers, the splinter in other brothers' eyes, but we cannot see the beam in our own eyes. Time is limited. I do have a lot want to share, but I feel through such a message, we really need to ask the Lord and ask ourselves. We know that one new man has been created, but whether he's already been completed, actually we are much, much far from that. So we need to, on one hand, inwardly, according to Ephesians 4:22-24, we need to be renewed. This one new man will be renewed in our daily living. On the other hand, according to Colossians 3:15, we need to put it on every day. This the two aspects we need to exercise in our daily life, in our church life, to accomplish this one new man. And that will be have really the Lord will guide this masterpiece. Amen. What is in his heart. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. This week message might be all very familiar. The one new man, the Creator, the Christ create one new man. And God's heart desire never changing, that want us to become one new man, to represent him and to express him. This one new man, who is the first one new man, is Christ himself. Mm. When he became the firstborn son, he is the first one, the first one new man in this universe. And then through process life, right? Mm-hmm. He become the life-giving spirit. He added the one new man, us, to become the big one new man. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. And this one new man, brother mentioned, I was thinking, it's a poem. It's a masterpiece. I was wondering, what is poem? Poem is an arrangement of words and arrangement of sentence. Mm. To make it beautiful to read, to make us happy, to make us appreciate what is the intention of the author in writing that poem. Oh, Lord Jesus, we are the part of that words and sentences to make a masterpiece of God. We originally is not worthy, not able to accomplish God's intention and God's heart. But God created us and transformed us through this three step, right? This righteousness, He redeemed through His righteousness, He make us no problem with God. And through His sanctification, He's transforming. Because the words, when it's sporadic, it's not beautiful. He right now wants to make us one, to make it very beautiful. Beautiful is not us, because each individual word is containing Christ, and He combined it us to become the new man. And this new man has Christ in each that word, in that poem. And this Christ is become the law of giving spirit, the arbitrating peace in our daily life. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And this Spirit of Lord that lives in us is want us to make peace. Peace to God and peace to brothers and sisters. And till the end, this is that measure mentioned in this one is that is what we desire, is to become the real oneness with God. Oneness that in the church life there is no more Jews. No more Greeks. The first mention is Greeks. Greek is like today's is no more educated, philosophical. Jewish is religions. That is circumcision, and circumcision is outward.
Right.
Outward, obeying God. God does not want that. God wants us from inner that is really have the sign that we are the new man. And there is no more barbarian. Barbarian is uneducated. Scythian is what is more barbarian. Is self-savage. And no more slave that is poor. No more enslaved is rich man. So when we have oneness, there is no more culture that will separate us. This is what God wants.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. We are part of this one new man.
Amen.
And God will not stop till we are changed to become one new man. Might be through 1,000 millennium, but at the end, God will accomplish His plan.
Amen.
Amen.
I think this message to me is really practical. I find this, there's a very small point I really enlighten and enjoy. It's from the Roman numeral 4. Under Roman numeral 4, we read the Roman numeral 4 already, allow the peace of Christ to arbitrate in our hearts. But under the Roman numeral 4, there's a small point, point B. They said, often we have conscience of three parties within us. A positive party, a negative party, and a neutral party. Hence, there is a need for the inward arbitration to settle the dispute within us. So, I find this is very interesting. My daughter is only 4 years old. And in her, probably there's only two parties. And we all know she hasn't been regenerated, so she don't know how to exercise her spirit. So I'm not sure if she knows what this means to let the Christ to arbitrate in her heart, right? But as saved, regenerated Christian, we should all have this third party in our spirit, which is Christ to arbitrate in our heart. So sometimes my daughter argue with other kids, right? There's two party in her. She feels upset because her conscience bothered her. But on the other side, the flesh also bothered her because she always thinks she's right. It's other kids took her toy, not herself. In a way, we're the same, right? If we're living our flesh, we don't take other people's toy, but we have our argument. We don't feel comfortable, and we just feel it's other people's fault. This happening in the church life, in our working life, in our family life, all the time. And also, on the other hand, we have a conscience. We think, oh, this is not the right thing to do. We should not behave like that. We feel frustrated. We feel upset. But here it was talking about is none of those two, right? We have a third party, which is Christ in our spirit, arbitrate in our hearts. So I really appreciate the message. Also, brother, bring this up. All the message or the ministry point us to Christ, the
Amen.
Only resource, right?
Amen.
So I think to me, the takeaway is very simple. No matter what I'm right or wrong, or how I feel good or bad, there's only one way I should just turn to Christ.
Amen.
Call His name. And you know what? There's a peace from the Spirit will come to arbitrate in our heart, to settle us down. I don't know what Christ will say to you, but He will say something to you. And that's what it's talking about here. So I really appreciate this message. It's very practical, and we can experience this, exercise this in our daily life.
Amen.
Just turn to the Lord and call the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I think in the beginning when I read, Megan came back this week, right? So she asked me, she said, oh, well, what are you reading this week? And I said, Masterpiece. And she said, One New Man. And I said, I'm not sure. So I think that in the title, it talks about One New Man. It also talks about the masterpiece. But I think that there is actually a reminder to me that this is actually about the body life.
Amen.
It's actually not about I am a masterpiece of God. It's really about, you know, like how we express the Lord as the One New Man. And, you know, Ephesians 2:10, it says that we as a church are the masterpiece, right? And, I think Kyle mentioned about ordinances and also, you know, like, even like all the, things that, in the Old Testament that the Lord has abolished, right? So I think in the message it says that, you know, for the like eating, you know, like ordinances, actually Peter actually abolished that, right? And then for the you know, like for the circumcision, Paul was very, you know, strongly against that. And I was very touched by Ephesians 4:22. It says that you put off as regards your former manner of life,
Amen.
The old man, which is being corrupted according to the lust of the deceit. And then Ephesians 4:23-24, and it talk about, you know, being renewed in the spirit of your mind. And then 24 mentioned about One New Man. And then, you know, and I think brothers and sisters mentioned about, you know, Christ operating in us, in our hearts. I just have a strong feeling that, you know, I actually use this verse a lot. Sometimes, you know, like when I argue with others, I was like, oh, you know, like, Lord, give me peace. But I feel that actually this week I really have the new appreciation of this regarding the church life. And I feel that, you know, actually, I think that if we allow the Lord to arbitrate, then we need to know what His heart's desire is.
Amen.
You know, otherwise, no matter what, we feel like peaceful. I heard about this testimony, like a child, you know, like went to a toy store and asked parents about, you know, buying some toys. And then the parents said, you know, you need to pray about this, whether you feel peaceful. And then, of course, you know, then the child, we know the answer, that the child felt that, oh, I'm very peaceful because, you know, God actually prepares this for us. But actually, I feel that, you know, I feel that we really need to know God's heart's desire. He actually wants us to, you know, have this vision of the church that we're being built up. And I'm very thankful that now, you know, we get into the word of the Bible, you know, the life study of Ephesians. And also, you know, like all the spiritual readings, I just feel that, you know, we really need to get into the riches of all these spiritual readings, and then put that into practices, and then we, you know, we can have the reality of the new man.
Amen.
I'm going to follow the sister sharing about ordinances, because this is a very important point of the training that Brother Ricky shared. The ordinances, the abolishing of the law, the commandments and ordinances in his flesh. This is not the law of the moral commandments. This is the law of the ritual commandments, the ceremonial. And Brother Ricky, emphasize the law of the moral command was not abolished. Only the ritual, the ceremonial rituals that we practice in the church life, in the body life. And I do follow up with the sister that, yes, this is very much related to the body life and the having the church life. You know, because all these things that we bring in from our background, our nationality, our culture, are they're not evil things, okay? Because one of the important things, saints, this is related to the old man. If you recall, when God created Adam, he created Adam in the image and likeness of God, according to God kind. And he put in him a conscience and the law of the good. So there is goodness in the old man. But the flesh is different. The flesh is the injection of the satanic nature. And that is definitely evil. Nothing good. And I remember Brother Ed, again, when he came to New Jersey, emphasized there is a difference between the old man and the flesh. So we have to be very careful about this. But anyway, getting back to the point of the ordinances, these, it says in Roman numeral 3, is where I am have a burden to share things. To be very clear, these ordinances are the forms of ways of living and worship, which create enmity and division. These are the ways we live. We live according to our culture. If we're Korean, we live Korean style. We eat Korean food. We talk like a Korean. If we're Japanese, you know, so and so forth. But the thing is, even within a country like United States is very large, and so is China. There's a difference between saints from New York, from saints in California, from the saints in New England, from the saints in Texas. You can immediately. You can sense a difference. But these things are, even though they may be small things, saints, it does, we need to be before the Lord because it frustrates the Lord in building up the body of Christ. We need to go before the Lord. And just like Brother Shepherd shared, the second part is in himself the new man was created. So it's only in Christ that we experience the new man. So we have to come back into Christ and exercise our spirit, and then we are willing to let go of our pride in our culture, whatever. You know, saints, I had the privilege of spending some time in Shanghai. So I experienced saints from, you know, Singapore, Malaysia, Japan, Australia, New Zealand. And it is so different. And if we each hold on to that, even our family background, then the Lord has no way to gain this one body and the church life and the reality of the one new man. Because all the mysteries have already been completed. We are entering into, subjectively, the completed reality.
Amen.
Because we are still in time and space on earth. And so, to us, you know, this is still being worked out. Praise the Lord.
I was considering, you know, Brother Ricky kept talking about the ordinances, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I did have a little experience about the peace of Christ arbitrating in my heart as well. But here in the reading, Brother Ricky said that, so Colossians 3:15 is that the peace of Christ arbitrate in your hearts. But that that this is in the context of the verses that come before, which are 13 and 14, which say, bearing one another and forgiving one another. If anyone should have a complaint against anyone, even as the Lord forgave you, so also you should forgive. And over all these things put on love, which is the uniting bond of perfectness. And I thought, well, you know, what does this have to do with the peace of Christ arbitrating? And it says that we need to bear one another and forgive one another because different things cause us to complain. And so when we complain, those are ordinances. And we don't realize it, that ordinances, according to our preferences, they lead to complaints. So, but on that, you know, the complaints may be dissolved and that there would be much forgiveness. That even we need to forgive when we're complaining. You know, I say, what does a forgiveness have to do with, you know, someone else's ordinances? Because I'm not happy with whatever it is they're doing or is supposed to be done that I think. That's a complaint, and I need to take my complaints to the Lord. And by that, I need to forgive that person whom I said, well, I don't need to forgive them. I just don't like what they're doing. Why do I need to forgive? But even that is a cause for us to forgive. And that this, you know, taking all of this in love is we bear one another. And this swallows up all our ordinances. It swallows up all our differences, because when we forgive, there's nothing there. It just, you know, it swallows it up, but we don't really care whether they did it this way or they did it that way. We became, you know, we're just really loving the Lord. So that really touched me.
Amen.
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 Just real quick, I recall a brother, he went with the Lord. He shared about that, the old man and the new man, right? And he said that many people, especially, you probably young, no, I'm sure you young people know, but you probably know many friends. Many people put, try to put the old man, try to put the new man, on the old man. It's like, you know, you see many, I have many young people when I teach them how to drive. They come with their, I can see they put another clothes, but they have their pajamas inside. That's why he said they have their pajamas. So this is how we are sometimes. We try to put the new man on the old man. But we need to put this old man, take our pajamas, and nail it on the cross. We need to nail this old man on the cross every morning. By praying, reading his word, and then we come out of the house only with the new man. The old man is gone. Amen. I just wanted to share. Amen.
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 How can we be in becoming the one new man, we have to be in Christ.
Amen.
So daily, morning by morning, we just come to Him, we eat more of Him, and we can live in the reality of the one new man.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. I got to follow that. So this week, the focus was that God desires one corporate man.
Amen.
This is why the week started off with Genesis 1:26. Let us make man. Let us make man.
Amen.
In our image. And then he gave us dominion too. So he gave this man, God created, even in creation, he created a corporate man. Adam is a corporate man. But this man failed. This man failed. And then there was a called race. They failed too. Now there's the church. The church failed also. But on the cross, so the message is about this one, this new man, this corporate man. So Christ is the fulfillment of this man.
Amen.
Now Christ in resurrection, on the cross he crucified, and on the cross he did in himself. So in his flesh he crucified all the negative things. And this week especially, the emphasis is on the ordinances of the law. The commandments, the law of the commandments in ordinances. And I spent time, the ordinances can be found in Exodus chapters 21 to 23, and also 29. And they're emphasized, Moses re-spoke them, you can sum them up. The Sabbath, the circumcision, and the dietary regulations. These three things make up forms of living and worship.
Right.
And they're part of the law, but they're not part of the Ten Commandments. They're not part of the moral law. They're part of the ritual law. Ritual means forms. There are ways of living and ways of worshiping God. So God wants a certain people. This people is a one new man.
Amen.
So on the cross, Christ created this one new man.
Amen.
Now there's a new man, a corporate man, to express God and fulfill His plan.
Right.
So, but the emphasis is still on Christ. So, for example, Ephesians 2:14 says, He Himself is our peace.
Amen.
He doesn't give us peace as the arbitrator. He doesn't like, here's some peace. No, He does not give us peace. That is not peace. That is not Christ. He gives us Himself. He Himself,
amen,
is our peace.
Amen.
He who has, that's emphasizing Himself. He who has made both one, abolishing the, anyway. So He is the emphasis. He is the fulfillment. And even in, let me just end with Colossians 3:11. He is all and in all.
Amen.
In the new man, He is everything. He's in all, but He is even all. He is not just everything to us. He is us.
Amen.
There is nothing in the new man but Christ.
Right.
Thank you, Chuck.
Amen. The paragraph that impressed me this week is the differences among people speaking at Babel. In God's economy, the church life, we must overcome Babel. Our very language can become an ordinance.
Yeah.
When we stay for a long period of time in another country or even live there, we should, if possible, learn the language of the people there and not insist on our native tongue. This is taught me because I came from different country. I came from Indonesia and then went to many different countries and finally in United States. And I have, oh, Lord Jesus, to overcome the Babel.
Right.
I'll just conclude. I'll just read the title again of this week. It says, The Creator. How about we all read it together? Amen. Creator of the one new man as the masterpiece of God. I feel like the sharing this morning was very good and rich. And we were able to touch... what I'm going to use is just the scripture reading to conclude the message. We see that firstly in Genesis 1:26, if you have it, you can follow along. The Creator, right? God created man. Amen. His Creator had a purpose in His heart to create man, right? The kind of man that He created was a corporate man. This is what is in His heart. God wants a corporate man. So He doesn't just want, you know, individuals. You know, He doesn't want just James to express Him and to live Him out. He doesn't just want me, but He wants a corporate man. Right? And so this is, we see in the old creation, you know, this created man failed. Right? And the result was that this man was scattered and divided. But hallelujah, God had a recovery work. We see that in the new creation, right? In the new man, God has recovered His intention. And He created, right? This Creator has created the one new man. Amen. And He intends for us to live a corporate life in the one new man.
Amen.
And so how can we live this corporate life? The Lord touched me. One thing is we need to take the way of fellowship.
Amen.
Right? When we talk about a man is really the person. And with the person, there's a lot that needs to be decided. There's a lot of, that goes into the planning to carry out our living. Every day, we have to make decisions. Last week we touched the body. The body is mainly for moving and for working, right? But the man is for deciding, right? It's the person. It's for making decisions and living out God. Amen. And so, you know, in our church life, we have to make decisions all the time. Amen. You know, sometimes we need to buy a house or we need to move to another locality. But may we take this way of fellowship to live in God's intention as the corporate man. We would have a corporate living. We would fellowship with one another. You know, it matters to God whether or not we fellowship. Do we decide on our own, or is our decision, you know, even decisions in the one new man? And then secondly, in Ephesians 2:14-16, the brothers brought this out very well, is that Christ, on the one hand, right, He abolished in His flesh. And then on the other hand, He created in Himself. I just love these two phrases. May we remember these two phrases. May we pray over them. Pray over these verses. In Himself. Let's all say that together. Sorry. In His flesh. In Himself. You know, this would make up even our daily living. We would always be reminded, in His flesh, what did He do? Terminated. Abolished. In Himself, He created. This means that we need to experience this Creator. We need to enjoy this Creator. We need to enter into what He has done, which is through the cross, He abolished. Every day, you know, we need to be terminated in our living. We need to experience the cross in our decision making, you know, and what we say to others. There needs to be the experience of the cross. We experience the cross, we're experiencing actually the Creator. You cannot separate Christ from His cross. And then secondly, in Himself, it actually refers to his resurrection. In himself, as we experience the cross, we are brought into a living in resurrection. The Lord supplies us with his element. Because the new man was created in himself, it means that it was created with God as its life and inward content. The Lord will supply us with his life as we experience his cross. After that, we spontaneously we're brought into resurrection. We're brought into a living that matches Christ. This big point about the ordinances. You know, we all have ordinances, and as the brother shared, we're not here judging one another, right? For other people's ordinances. And of course, the ordinances divide us, right? They cause us to be scattered and to go back to that old man, right? The new man is in our spirit, saints. That's where Christ created a new man. And so, in order to not live in the old man and not live in the differences and in the ordinances, we need to be enjoying the Lord in our spirit.
Amen.
We need to exercise our spirit to touch the Lord, because we have the new man. The new man is in your spirit.
Amen.
But whether or not we touched our spirit, we live by our spirit, that is dependent on us. We also need to allow, lastly, in Ephesians 4, 22 to 24, we need to allow this new man that is in our spirit to spread into our soul, our heart. In between Ephesians 4:22, which talks about the old man and putting off the old manner of life, and Ephesians 4:24, which talks about the new man, verse 23 is key. It says that we need to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Right? And that means that we need to allow the Lord to spread from our spirit to our soul. And he needs to penetrate, especially our mind, because the person, the mind is very important.
Amen.
If the Lord is able to gain our mind, then emotion and will follow.
Amen.
And so that's why the verse says, you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Whenever we're in the church services, whenever we're in the coordination, we need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
To touch this Christ, to be in himself, this Christ who is in our spirit, this new man. Or else, it's possible we just fall back to divided and scattered man. Old man. But hallelujah, we have this. God recovered it. But this needs to become our experience. And then we even need to enjoy it. We need to enjoy the cross. Enjoy this Christ, the Creator. We need to spend much time over these verses that the Lord would work this out.
Amen.
The Lord wants the new man to be brought forth fully into existence.
Right.
It was created.
Amen.
But he needs us, saints. He needs us to allow him to spread, to make his home in our hearts. And sometimes, we grit our teeth, but I believe this will be very enjoyable. If you compare even our living in the old man, saints, it's counted as dung. I'll borrow that from Apostle Paul. The old man, even the old man and with its prestige, it's dung. Where else can you find, different people living together in oneness, and one man speaking the same thing, one mouth. Saints, it's only in the new man. So may we all exercise our spirit to allow Christ even to become our person.
Amen.
Remember, body is for living and working, but Christ eventually needs to become our person.
Amen.
There's only one person in the new man.
Amen.
Creator of the new man.
Amen.
Abolishing in your flesh.
Amen.
And creating in yourself.
Amen.
Oh, we need you.
Yes. Amen.
He himself.
Amen.
Thank you for choosing us before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
To become part of the new man.
Amen.
To become the member of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We give you this week, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, maybe seek you, Lord.
Amen.
In himself.
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
Cause us to keep turning to you.
Amen.
Cause us to keep looking unto you, Lord.
Amen.
Author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, in every situation, Lord.
Amen.
You bring us back to yourself.
Amen.
You are the creator of the new man.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for, Lord, you already abolishing all the ordinances.
Amen.
All the negative things.
Amen.
Yourself.
Amen.
You create this one new man.
Amen.
This one new man is your heart desire.
Amen.
Your best peace.
Amen.
You want to be all and in all.
Amen.
In your church.
Amen.
We give ourselves to you.
Amen.
All our daily living,
Amen.
Our church life,
Amen.
We will reach this reality.
Amen.
You can be all in all in us.
Amen.
Your church can be the only one person.
Amen.
You are the person.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your speaking.
Amen.
We give you this week to you, Lord.
Amen.
Help us every day to put off the old man on the cross.
Amen.
And so we can put on the new man.
Amen.
We're creating Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your speaking.
Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers, sisters, I think you all know they are watching message, right? And this is the Chinese-speaking prophet training conclusion message.